Bunker too. One of the most game-changing ideas, methodologies, that I learned from Nechama Leibowitz is always looking at the names given in Tanakh to a character. I remember the first time reading a chapter talking about Eliezer, the slave of Avram. And she notices that he's called different names by different people. Sometimes he's Eliezer. Sometimes he's Eved Avraham, the slave of Avram. And sometimes he's Ha'ish, the man. And it's purposely. Because the naming, the way that we relate to someone through their name, the name we use when we call people, indicates a lot about who they are, what they stand for at that particular moment in the narrative. And therefore, I'd like to turn to perhaps the main characters of this week's Parsha, or the truth is, the entire end of Sefer Bereishit. And that is the children of Yaakov. What are they called? 12 what? What's their name? Now, when they're born, and when they're finished being born, in Vayetze and Vayishlach, Vayu b'nei Yaakov, Shneimasar. They're called the children of Yaakov. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. We continue along in the narrative. We start off with all the stories about Yosef. But when we have these Yosef stories, there's tension between the brothers. They're groups. There's four mothers. And they're achav. They're bands of brothers. And they don't always get along and work with each other. And over, it's the achav as opposed to Yosef. It's some of the brothers against other of the brothers. And that's the beginning of Parshat Vayeshev, over and over. They're called achav. And then, perhaps, I don't know at their worst, they're going to Mitzrayim, and over, Vayichu ha'anashim et ha'mincha. They are all of a sudden now downgraded to Vayiru anashim. They're just called men. They're called people. They're not even related. They're so far distant, apart from each other. Anashim. And then finally, in this week's Parsha, in what until I thought yesterday was Shlishi or Revi, we have in this week's Parsha a new name. Am Yisrael, the 12 brothers, finally are called Bnei Yisrael. When, though? If we take a look at, I suppose, Revi, the first time they're called Bnei Yisrael is right after Yosef confronts them. And Yosef tells them who he is and who he really is. And everyone has a good cry. Comes along the Pesukim, and Yosef says, hey, go home, get Yaakov, come back. Vayasu kein b'nei Yisrael. And they did it. B'nei Yisrael did exactly what Yosef said. Vayitein lahem Yosef agalot al pi para. And over and over the Pesukim describe, they are now called B'nei Yisrael. Ve'ela shemot B'nei Yisrael abim Mitzrayma. That's at the end of Vayigash, in addition to Sefer Shemot. They finally become B'nai Yisrael. Why? What does it take to take a band of brothers who don't get along and turn them into B'nai Yisrael? And it seems from the moment in time when they transform to B'nai Yisrael, there are two pieces. Piece number one is really simple. You know what it means to become B'nai Yisrael? You all actually have to be in the room together. Unity at its ABCs of B'nai Yisrael means everyone is welcome and everyone feels part and a partner of being part of B'nai Yisrael. And it doesn't matter who you are and what you are, and it doesn't matter anything from, you know, your what country you come from, what skin color you have, what political orientation or sexual orientation. Am Yisrael means everyone together. All 12 tribes, all 12 brothers, no matter how different they are. So simple, but yet so unimaginable that all 12, with all their differences, can actually come together. But that's what it means to be B'nai Yisrael. And the second thing isn't just physically that everyone is together, but we're together for a purpose. We're together for a mission. For the first time, the 12 brothers are working together to save the future of the Jewish people, to go down to Mitzrayim, to go down to Egypt, and to survive. And to me, the most blatant questions that emerge from this week's Parsha is, who's going to be the Yosef of our generation to bring all the brothers together? Or what Yosef experience, what brothers' experience will it take to get Bnei Yisrael to finally become Bnei Yisrael? And just to be clear, the Yosef story has not been fun. We've been watching it. It has not been an easy story. It's been a brutal, difficult story. But sometimes that's how unity is brought. Something has to happen. What will it take for Bnei Yisrael today to become Bnei Yisrael? And I think the most important question is, do we even want to be Bnei Yisrael? I mean, are we content just being on Hashem? We're just people. We're people like anybody else. We're Jews and they're, pick a different nationality or a different religion. We're just on Hashem. Or maybe we're just Achim. We're brothers. I mean, you know, we're brothers, meaning we've got Jews in New York, we've got Jews in London, and we've got the Bnei Akiva Jews and the modern Orthodox Jews and these other Jews. And we're all just bands of brothers. And you know what? We're okay with that too. But if we're okay with that, and if we're not even thinking about what does it take and what does it mean to be Bnei Yisrael, then we haven't learned anything from the story of Yosef and his brothers. Have a good day. Thank you.